All this summer on Morning Edition, we're investigating crime in the city, profiling mystery writers in the cities they write about. And today we go to the English seaside resort of Brighton, the hometown of author Peter James, who's written dozens of crime novels set there. James' most popular series features police detective Roy Grace, inspired by a real-life retired homicide cop. Reporter Vicky Barker caught up with the author and his partner in crime.
That building, the dome there, the Onion Dome, that was the Royal Mews. And he,
any tour of Brighton, Peter James says, has to begin at the Royal Pavilion. Built by a king for his mistress 200 years ago, its Taj Mahal-like spires are the city's best-known landmark. James's 2005 novel, Dead Simple, climaxes in the pavilion's dining room with its one-and-a-half-ton crystal chandelier.
King George IV actually was scared to sit under it because he was always worried it might come crashing down. And guess what happens in the book?
Peter James lists his interests as criminology, science, and the paranormal. He's worked in Hollywood, drives fast cars, has a house just outside Brighton, and a London flat. The tall, smiling man beside him seems to blend into the scenery. He's former Detective Chief Superintendent Dave Gaylor. And despite their different styles, the two men are friends and, they would say, collaborators. James had been hanging out with local cops since the 1980s, picking their brains for his crime novels.
And one day, one of them said to me, oh, there's a detective, a homicide detective you ought to meet, young guy, Dave Gaylor. He found him interesting.
Gaylor's office, James says, was total chaos.
It was full of blue and green crates bulging with manila folders. I said, are you moving? And he looked at me, a very sardonic smile, and he said, no, these are my dead friends.
Peter arrived on a midweek morning and asked if he could be like a fly on the wall. He's a fly that I've not been able to get rid of ever since.
In that first meeting, Superintendent Gaylor explained that he'd been handed all the unsolved murders in the county of Sussex. Then he asked James what he was working on.
So I started telling him, he said, hang on a second, wouldn't your character have done this? Wouldn't they have used an outside inquiry team to do that? And I thought, wow, this guy's got real bandwidth.
And so Roy Grace was born, a homicide cop for whom detection is like three-dimensional chess. And though the character's private life is fiction, many of his cases are based on Gaylor's own experiences in Brighton, which, despite its genteel appearance, has one of Britain's worst murder rates and a long history of organized crime. An interruption.
Some of the people from the pavilion.
Robert Yates, head of fundraising, has recognized James. The writer got full access to the pavilion, chandelier and all, while researching Dead Simple.
How's everything?
Yeah, good. Busy.
Any horrified tourists looking around at the chandelier? Or?
Yeah. We could have said it was all Peter James' fault, couldn't we?
From the Regency time capsule of the Royal Pavilion, it's onto the lanes, a medieval maze of twisting pedestrianized alleyways, once a den of thieves and pickpockets, James says.
Brighton began as a smuggler's village, so long criminal antecedent, and it became like a spa, place to take the salt water.
Then, in 1841, the railroad came.
And all the villains in London, which was not a good place to be, they all come to the seaside, much nicer. They brought prostitution, cockfighting, illegal gambling, protection racketeering, and transformed the city. And you hear the gulls all the time. I think the gulls are like a part of the kind of music of Brighton. Have you ever roasted a gull, Dave?
Not yet.
Today, the lanes are a dense concentration of antique stores and bistros catering to Brighton's moneyed mix of university students and retirees, its vibrant gay community, and young professionals of all persuasions. Here and there, though, hints of Brighton's more colorful side.
This guy thinly veils appearing in my next book.
Yeah, I'll
yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Yeah, very good.
I'm starting off. I'm halfway through it, and it's magnificent.
Oh, thank
you.
Mate,
you're right.
Very good, yeah.
Good.
Being interviewed for a radio show in America.
James introduces Brighton-born jeweller Derek Laward.
Derek's been helping on research on the new book I'm writing right now, picking his brains a little bit about the darker side of Brighton.
Yes, that's right, the darker side of Brighton.
Which you've had a bit of experience with.
Yes, you could say that, somewhere along the line.
Now the novelist and the ex-detective head uphill into a neighborhood of low Edwardian row houses and small shops called Pavilion Gardens. It looks respectable enough, but the men say the area and the nearby housing projects are home to fourth and fifth generation crime families and an active drug trade.
Roy Grace wants to find an old villa, and this is where he'd start looking. Look, 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 we're just about to meet a police officer, Sean McDonald, who actually I play poker with.
More introductions. James has clearly become a Brighton landmark, as recognisable to the locals as the pavilion itself.
We're doing a tour of Roy Grace's Brighton, so I said, look, here's a real-life cop.
But only for two more days. Yes, Friday, Sunday, I retire.
McDonald says the poker will have to wait a while.
How is he at bluffing?
Pretty good, actually, yeah.
Doesn't give much away.
No, it doesn't give much away. I think that's what helps in the books, isn't it, as well?
Something else that helps the books is a meticulous attention to forensic and procedural detail. James still goes out with Brighton police officers regularly. The science is changing so fast, it's transformed detective work, James says, and he wants cops who read his novels to know he's on top of that. Another Brighton landmark, it's Victorian Pier. Below, the English Channel chews at a pebbly beach. There's a panoramic view of the city's rain-swept seafront with its elegant cream-colored houses and expensive hotels. To James and Gaylor, crime scenes, real and imagined. The imagined can illuminate the real, James says, can help us better understand ourselves and each other. He says it's why he writes crime novels.
I'm fascinated in human nature, why people do the things that they do. And I don't think anybody sees more of human nature in the course of, say, a 30-year career than a police officer at any rank, at any level.
James writes a book a year, hands one in, wakes up the next day, and starts on the next one. With Gaylor's help, of course.
We can sit and chat for an hour, then he has to go away for 9 months and write the book. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've got it made, really.
New U.S. editions of two novels in the Roy Grace series, Not Dead Yet and Dead Man's Grip, are out this fall. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Brighton, England.
You can read some of Peter James' work at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.